The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
People don't like to think of the inevitable day when they simply won't be around anymore and they put off making a will. They think there's plenty of time for all of that. But you never know the day nor the hour, and so even younger people with an actuarial long life expectancy should really make a will, even if it's only to determine, you know, who gets your favourite guitar or even the cat in the event of your premature demise. As you get older and your possessions become more significant, your house, mortgage and all of that, and your family expands and perhaps becomes more complicated, making a will is even more vital. So what's the best way to go about it? I'm joined by John Costello, consultant solicitor at Orpen Franks Solicitors. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pat.
Oh, we've done this before, you and I, but there's no time like the present to remind people that it's important to make a will. Explain.
Well, if you don't make a will and you have a family of a spouse, a partner and children, and 2/3 of everything you own goes to your spouse or partner and 1/3 to your children. Now, that can create problems in relation to the family home if it was only in one name, and it can create problems if there's a family business or a farm being divided between the surviving spouse, partner and children. So I always recommend then that to avoid that problem arising, that people with assets should make a will. But I think the first occasion to make a will is if you have young children, because if both parents die, the guardians have to be appointed in the will to rear the children until they're 18. There's another situation, say for example you're a single person and you've no close next of kin, and your closest next of kin are cousins in Australia whom you might never have met, and you don't make a will, it goes to these second cousins in Australia, your estate.
Yeah. And you might prefer to leave it to a pal.
Of course, or even to charity.
Or charity.
Yeah.
Okay. How complicated is it making a will?
Well, it's fairly straightforward in most cases, because in the family situation, you leave everything to your spouse or partner normally if it's a harmonious situation. And then if your spouse or partner predeceases you, you leave everything equally between your children. And then if grandchildren arrive, you might leave a legacy to your grandchildren if they allow.
Okay. But the first thing I presume is you look at your assets. What have I got that is worth leaving to anybody?
Yeah. Well, ironically, unfortunately, we're worth more than we die in most cases, because if there's a mortgage on the family home, in most cases, the mortgage will be redeemed on your death because of an insurance policy. And so you're giving the house tax free to your family under your will. And obviously, then you might have specific bequests. You might have specific contents you want to leave to people.
And there'll be jewellery, maybe. And
yes,
you know, often that
heirlooms.
Can cause rows. Yeah, you take that, and I'll take this. And, oh no, I'd really. And mummy always promised me that.
Yeah,
well, you know, that kind of thing.
You've reminded me that I always recommend that parents talk to the family about their will. It shouldn't be a secret that in advance. And I think it saves a lot of heartache in the future.
So the prerequisites for writing a will, obviously list your assets, including what will happen in the event of your demise in terms of insurance policies and so on.
Yeah.
So you're looking at your gross assets. There
yes.
will be perhaps some taxes to be paid.
Well, the good news is there's no tax between spouses and partners. They can inherit many millions tax-free. Each child can inherit 335,000 tax-free. Each grandchild can inherit 32,500 tax-free. So in most family situations, if there are a number of children, there's no inheritance tax payable.
Because when you divvy up the money, the net money, 335,000
yes.
per child, there mightn't be much left to be taxed.
Yeah.
If it does go over that, how much tax do you have to pay?
If say you receive 400,000 as a child, 335,000 is tax free, and then 65,000 is taxed at 33%.
So it's lower. Well, it depends on what you're earning, but it's lower than the tax that most people are paying, which is
yes.
40% plus all the rest.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we've drawn up the list of assets. What then?
Well, I mean,
do you need a solicitor to draw this
well,
up?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm a solicitor, so I'd recommend a solicitor. Yeah. Obviously, but I mean, there used to be stationery shops that had homemade wills, will forms, but half those that I came across were either defective because they weren't witnessed properly, or it had to go to court because it wasn't clear what the intention was. So you avoid all that by going to a solicitor. Now, a straightforward will. bill for family with children is normally about €250 plus VAT. So it's not horrendously expensive. And most solicitors now would charge about, some might charge more. If, for example, you have to set up a trust, for example, if you have a child with special needs or a child with a gambling problem or a drink problem or is irresponsible when it comes to money, well, then you might have to set up a trust for that individual in your will, and that would be more expensive. And then certainly for very wealthy people, there could be tax planning and that would be more expensive.
Now, you mentioned the will has to be witnessed. Are there any stipulations as to the kind of person who can witness a will?
Well, a beneficiary cannot witness a will. So if you're a beneficiary under a will, you cannot witness it because you get nothing. It invalidates your bequest if you witness the will. So no, it has to be two witnesses. And normally it would be the solicitor and a colleague from the solicitor's office would witness the will. That you do it normally in the solicitor's office. But obviously, quite often then I would send out wills to clients and they'd sign them and get two neighbours to witness the wills.
So you approach someone and you say, would you witness my will, please? And they say, oh, the so-and-so's not giving me anything.
Well, yeah.
Because by asking, can you witness, it means you're getting nothing.
Well, yes, that is. But on the other hand, you know, you can do it for your neighbours in reverse. If they're signing their wills, you can witness theirs. But I should mention there's two areas that are becoming more common. One is if a lot of people are remarrying and if they have a bereavement or if they have a separation, and marriage revokes a will. So if you are remarrying someone, you have to be very careful that you update your will in contemplation of that marriage. So, because your earlier will is revoked when you marry. Remarry.
So what happens then? You presumably have been properly legally divorced.
Yes.
Although in Ireland, as we know, divorce isn't really ever final. People can go back to the well and sometimes are successful, although it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So you haven't revoked the first will, which is looking at the first family, as it were.
Yes.
So you haven't made a new will.
Yes.
What's the divvy like?
Well, I mean, basically, the worst case scenario is that you made a will 20 years previously that's no longer relevant in your, given your family situation. And then that will, it's still valid if you don't.
Nobody, you've married again.
Yes.
So therefore, the first will is revoked.
Yes, it will revoke, yeah. Well, then what will happen is then your second spouse or partner will be legally entitled to on intestacy, you'd have died intestate.
Yeah.
So 2/3 will go to your new partner,
and
1/3 to your children.
Now, if that new partner has already got children, perhaps they're young children, they're not at the age of majority, do they get to share in the wealth? Because they are now the children, not of the marriage, but if you like, of the couple.
Well, they're not. If you're remarrying and your partner has children, those children are stepchildren and
they don't get
anything. Stepchildren have no legal rights.
Now, an executor, what's an executor's job? Can you have more than one? And again, how do they qualify? Can a beneficiary be an executor?
Well, yes. Normally, if you're leaving everything to your spouse or partner, they would be the sole executor. And then if your spouse or partner predeceased you, then normally you'd appoint 2 children to be executors. But I normally recommend appointing all the children executors so that no favouritism is shown to any child.
Okay, but you can have total strangers as executors.
Oh, yes,
you
certainly.
I mean, strangers in terms of family, but you'd obviously know them.
Yeah, and certainly in complicated cases, you might have a professional person, a tax advisor, accountant, lawyer, as executor, if there are a lot of complications.
Now, so many questions coming in, and I'll fire them at you. Let's see. Can you query a will? Our grandaunt left everything to a charity despite her neighbours in the UK taking such good care of her. They were like a second family.
Well, the only people that can challenge a will are a spouse or partner and children. No one else has any rights to challenge a will.
So the neighbours who were good Samaritans get nothing and there's nothing they can do
about it.
Can you have more than one executor? I have 3 adult children and only have 1 as my executor, but I'm considering changing to 3.
I would recommend that they're all treated equally.
My brother is my executor, but we're both getting on in years. My spouse passed away a couple of years ago. Do I need to nominate someone else in case my brother dies?
Yes, I'd recommend that. If the executor's elderly, I'd recommend maybe appointing a younger executor as well, or a substitute executor.
For those of us who don't plan on having children, what advice would you give in relation to a will?
Well, I mean, you have to provide for the situation of your spouse or partner predeceasing you. So you have to cover that in the will. But I mean, if you've no children, you've no legal obligations to anyone. So in fact, you know, a lot of people leave legacies to charities in that situation, which is great. And charities, you know, badly need the legacies in these economic times.
Well, you know, the ambition is that the very last check you write before your death bounces. that's the idea. So you spent it all.
Yeah.
How much can I gift a nephew?
32,500.
32,500
euro. Yeah.
What about cohabiting couples? You might explore that a bit.
Yeah. If a couple are living together, they're not married, are civil partners, are cohabitants. After 5 years, there are legal rights for both of them. So that if a cohabitant died after 6 years. And you were left nothing under that person's will, you would be able to challenge the will.
Another question about stepchildren. They are not automatically entitled to anything if someone dies intestate.
No.
But, of course, you can make provision for them in your will.
Yes.
You can leave money to whomsoever you like.
Definitely. But obviously, that's something to talk about. If you're getting remarried and there are stepchildren, you need to talk to your new spouse or partner about that.
Can you ask your guest about leaving all to a spouse? Does anything have to go to the adult children? One of my adult children is so upset that all dad's assets went to the spouse, being myself. Explain how to set up a trust.
Well, it depends. Normally, the family home is the main asset. So you want to leave the family home to your surviving spouse and partner. So that should be normal. Then what was the second part of the question?
Well, I presume there's lots of, in addition to the home, there is other stuff. And it all went to the spouse because there was a will.
Yes.
Therefore, there was no divvy of one third, two thirds. And this adult child is upset that dad left nothing to them.
Well, I mean, it's presumably your surviving mother or partner who gets the assets. So you are entitled to the assets on their death. You know, if they.
But if this woman decided that she wanted to gift that child, would come off the inheritance, wouldn't it? A tax-free gift to the child would limit the amount they could inherit.
The surviving spouse or partner is entitled to make any gift. Say they make a gift of 100,000 to the children can get another 235,000 tax-free.
Yeah, so if they gave them the full 335,000, then anything they also inherited later on from the mother would be taxable.
Yes.
So it would be fair. It's just a matter of the person would like the money now rather than wait for the demise of the parent. Regarding children and assets, are we better to do a will before we marry? I have property and a child from a previous relationship. That's from Sonia.
Well, we dealt with that a little bit already. I mean,
a will at that point before marriage, does it make, because that's almost like trying to determine the destination of assets before you marry and how that might change on marriage.
Well, I would recommend that because normally if there are children, if both partners have children, you might want to agree that you won't leave anything to each other's children, that you just leave it to your own children in the will.
Can you ask who's entitled to see the will after a person has died? That's from Tom.
Well, the executor, obviously, is entitled to a copy of the will, and the residuary legatee, any beneficiary that it gets a share of the residue of the estate. So if you're if you're left a legacy of 20,000 euro, you're not entitled to a copy of the will. Now, when it goes into the probate office and the grant of probate issues, it's then a public document and you can get a copy of the will then.
OK, so you could find out if you were being gypped.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you witness just the signature on a will or must you read the will before witnessing?
No, the witnesses are just witnessing the signature. So they don't
know the content of the will necessarily.
No.
My dad has left his estate to his three children, but if we predecease him, he has left our portion to our children, but we would like it to be changed to our spouses. He has agreed to that, but how would the change be done?
Well, there'd have to be a new will saying that if any child predeceased me, I leave that share to his or her surviving spouse.
Okay.
Now, the only problem there is that there'd be a lot of tax payable because a son-in-law or daughter-in-law can only get $16,250 tax-free. So it would be better, in fact, to leave it, if it went into the estate of the deceased child, and that child had made a will leaving to the spouse, it would then go to the spouse tax-free. So what you could provide is that it goes into the estate of the predeceased child, and if they've made a will in favour of their spouse, it then passes from them to the spouse tax-free.
Yeah, because it's kind of like an IOU in a way. If you could write an IOU to your child, IOU, whatever, and as soon as the funds become available, I will pass them on to you, but it's part of your assets.
Yes, but so basically, what the Succession Act says, if you have a son who predeceases you, you leave them a share of your estate, it goes into their estate, even if they've died before you, and then it passes in accordance with their will.
2 points to remember when drafting a will rather than questions. If there are a number of assets, the will should state that the assets be sold and the proceeds divided amongst the beneficiaries. And it's at that stage that the beneficiaries become liable for capital acquisitions tax. Also remember that any capital gains tax that might have accumulated on non-home assets falls away at the time of death, but the beneficiaries could be subject to CGT on the difference between the valuation at the time of death and the price secured on disposal.
Yeah, there is capital gains tax. Say there's a family home worth 500,000 and it's sold a year later for 600,000. You've capital gains tax to pay on 100,000 euro at 33%. So you could have both inheritance tax and capital gains tax in the one estate.
They get you one way or the other. I'm 63. My mother, age 90, hasn't told us who is inheriting. My sister lives with her. My father told me years ago he was leaving the house to me. How can I find out, as my mother has memory issues?
Well, a solicitor cannot disclose a will of any client to anyone else, even if it's a family. It's confidential. So the solicitor can't discuss it. The only person that can discuss their will is the person themselves, that is the mother. If they can't talk about it, there's nothing you can do.
No longer married. I have no children. Can the house be left to nieces and nephews? That's from D. You can leave it to who you like, but
of course,
the tax, isn't it?
The tax is the main problem.
My mother died intestate. Father signed home over to youngest child. Others got nothing. Is this legal?
Well, if it's an intestacy, it should go 2/3 to the surviving spouse and 1/3 to the children. The children are still entitled to 1/3 of that estate.
My mother left me nothing in her will. I was the only child not mentioned. She lived with me. The will is now missing. If there's no will, then the same thing would apply, wouldn't it? And also, if someone is living with someone for a long time and has no other property, don't they have certain rights accumulated?
Well, you can inherit the family home tax-free if you've been living there 3 years before, say, your parents' death, and you have no interest in any other property if it's left to you. Now, in that case, where the will can't be found, you'd have to advertise a will. And then if you still haven't got the will, you might have to go into court and get a court order declaring that there is no will and that the person died intestate.
Can I ask, if one of the kids still lives in the house with the father and he leaves the house to all 5 kids, what's the situation left for the person still living in the house? Does the house have to get sold straight away, or has the person got time to sort out a plan?
Well, an executor can delay administering an estate for up to a year. That's what the law says. So you'd only have a year legally to reside in the house. But that issue should be dealt with in the will. The father should provide that either there's going to be a right of residence for a number of years, or that the beneficiary in the house could buy the house maybe at an undervalue.
How much can a stepchild be left without tax?
It's the same, 335,000. Yeah,
a stepchild.
Yeah, it's the same. They have. They're treated the same as an ordinary child for tax purposes.
Okay, so it's not that they've any entitlement, but they might be left the money.
Yeah,
and they're entitled
to
that.
Yeah.
What is the situation for birth parents wishing to give a bequest in a will to an adopted child? In other words, they had a child, the child was put up for adoption, and they would now like to leave money to that child. Can the child get the 300 and...
Well, I believe it's only 16,250, because they're legally they're, the parents are the adopted parents.
Okay, so in spite of their wish to be generous, they cannot do that. What about making provision for a child who has... a mental illness or a disability that needs care for the rest of their lives.
I do a lot of wills for parents who have children with special needs, and what happens is you appoint two trustees, two family members, they could be siblings of the beneficiary, who would hold, say, 100,000, say it's a 50,000 or 100,000, they'd hold that money in trust for the lifetime of their sibling with special needs, and they would use that money for their sibling whenever it's needed.
All right, and the final one. Can a next of kin stroke beneficiary object to a particular executor?
It's only a beneficiary that could object to an executor, and then they'd have to prove that the executor wasn't acting properly in the circumstances.
And a final one. Do my children have any right to inherit their deceased dad's portion of their grandmother's estate?
Well, the position is that
it went into his estate.
If it's part of his estate, they may have a claim to it.
All right. So many questions and so many complications, it has to be said, John. Look, thank you very much for joining us. John Costello, consultant solicitor at Orpen Franks Solicitors.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.